Well, I'm glad to be here this morning. You know, the Chamber of Commerce has a lot, not a lot going on. Everything kind of settles down a little bit through the holidays, but we do have a couple of things that I want to mention this morning.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, the 30th, is our annual elected officials luncheon. This is one of my favorite events. We have state, county, our three municipalities, as well as sometimes it's the sheriff. We have judges. We have a wide array of elected officials that join us for lunch. And it's a very limited seating for others so okay. that you have an opportunity to sit with, talk to, and meet our elected officials. We have a few places left. And if someone's interested, it'll be at the Nix Center. And it starts at 11:30. You must register beforehand. You must have a ticket. And you can do that by going to easternshorechamber.com. Go to the chamber calendar. It's on there. And it has a link to register. So we don't have many seats left. So if anybody's interested or if they have any questions, they can call the chamber office.
Okay. easternshorechamber.com.
Yes, sir. Okay. No, ES.
ES.
Yes.
ESChamber.com.
We just use the initials.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's always a big event for us and one I particularly enjoy. It's nice to catch up with the folks in leadership positions in our community, certainly. And then we get into December. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it is almost December, and we start our Christmas music day after tomorrow. Yay!
All right, yay!
I love Christmas music, but we've got one more day in the Thanksgiving season, so enjoy that, and enjoy watching football and all that, Alabama-Auburn this weekend
yeah,
and stuff.
But yeah.
December, now, December's got to be a big month for the Chamber, right?
Well, we do our I'm going to say the things we always do in December, the things we do every month. So on December 2nd, which is Thursday,
okay.
from 5 to 7, we have our business after hours, and that will be held at Bancorp South in Fairhope, right there at the entrance of Rock Creek. And that's always just a great event for networking, meeting new people, just, you know, that good old-fashioned get to know somebody new. So business after hours takes place on December 2nd. And then our morning marketing meeting. I love our morning marketing meeting. And that's going to take place on the 16th at Prodigy Pantry off of Highway 31 in Spanish Fort. We rotate our morning marketing meetings for Spanish Fort, Daphne, and then Fairhope and start back around so that... you know, maybe you have a better chance of getting there if it's closer to where your commute is. But I also recommend if your market is in Fairhope and you want to expand your market, meet people in other areas of the Eastern Shore, you know, going to the Spanish Fort morning marketing meeting is a great way to do that.
Okay.
It starts at 8:15. We have breakfast and coffee, and we usually have around 30 to 40 people. And
okay.
you get to stand up and talk a little bit about your business. You have a minute, and then we have a sponsor that gets a little bit more time. But it's so nice. You can bring your business cards, collateral pieces. You know, if you've got a special going on, there's something you want to really bring, an event. Our
okay.
nonprofits come and bring their flyers for their event. So it's just a really, again, a nice way to meet some people and
okay.
and, you know, enjoy some company, but, you know, do some business, make some connections.
Yeah, it's all about showcasing your product and showcasing your company and with other entrepreneurs and other businesses and sharing ideas for that. So.
Exactly. It's like I said, I enjoy the morning marketing meeting.
And you get breakfast, too.
And you get breakfast and coffee. And,
coffee.
You know, it's a great way to start your day. So, and now I think they've about finished up a lot of Highway 31 there, which... the traffic's a lot better and much easier to maneuver because that had been they've been working on that for a little while.
Yeah, mostly a 4-lane instead of all the way down to 2 lanes and 2 lanes under construction. So it's a lot faster to get back and forth.
Yes, it is.
There, so yeah.
Yes, it is. So that kind of wraps up our events for December.
Okay.
You know, everybody. A lot of folks are traveling. A lot of folks are shopping, and so you know we. we feel like we'll kick everything back in January. Our network at noons, our ladies' nights, all the things that we do every month. But, you know, we want people to enjoy the holidays. And
okay. Now, in years past, have wasn't there like an elf on the shelf that you would take pictures of the elf?
Oh, absolutely. Shelf? Thank you, Mark. We do have the elf.
The elf.
The Eastern Shore elf. He's dressed in Bermuda shorts and tennis shoes and a Hawaiian shirt. And so he's very coastal. Sure, we have a coastal elf.
Okay.
And so he makes his debut the day after Thanksgiving, and he'll be in area retailers from the day after Christmas. Day after Thanksgiving. Until I think the 23rd. And so all you have to do is go by. You can take pictures of the elf, but also a lot of the retailers will have a special. So he's going to travel around the Eastern Shore.
And so he's a traveling
elf. He goes somewhere new every day and spotlights another business and what's going on with them through the holiday season. And it's a lot of fun. He's been a fan favorite since we started, I think, 3 years ago. So be on the lookout for the elf, and you can go to our Eastern Shore Chamber Facebook page and find out where he is.
Okay, so what was that page again to find out where he is?
Our Facebook page, which is the Facebook Eastern page. Shore Chamber, and easy to find.
Okay.
And so lots of good things. That's a great way. That Facebook page is a great way to look at events, to see our new businesses that have recently had ribbon cuttings, who's new in our area, who's opened a business. So that is a great Facebook page, as well as our Support Small Eastern Shore. You can join the Support Small Eastern Shore Facebook page. And let's say you go to dinner and you think, oh my gosh, this is such a fabulous meal. I really want to promote this restaurant on Support Small. You can post, make posts to the Support Small Eastern Shore Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're an individual, whether you're a business, if you are a business, it's a great opportunity to say, here's our Christmas special, or just got this merchandise in, you know, with the supply chain issues. It's a great way to say, come see us, shop local. You know, we have a lot of wonderful things that are not sitting on a ship out in California. You know, some of our places that have recently posted, like Cornucopia and Fairhope Pharmacy, and you know, they use Support Small Eastern Shore to promote their items, what they're bringing to the Christmas season. So I highly encourage people, you know, instead of ordering,
instead of ordering on Amazon or ordering on what, or just shop local, keep the money in the family. Because one thing is, you know, when you go around with your church group looking for donations, are you looking for your sponsors for your little league team, or are you look for money locally to help do things for an event that you're having? You know what? Amazon's not going to donate to you.
Right.
Walmart's probably not going to donate to you. All the other ones are not going, but the local businesses are. So let's do what we can to support them. I mean, you might spend a dollar or two more, but come on. I mean, let's keep that money right here in the family. It comes back to you.
It comes back in so many different ways. Every dollar that you spend locally multiplies out throughout the community. And, you know, there's unique things that, you know, can be treasures, and people deliver now. So if you are like, I don't have time to go out and shop, but you know, our local retailers do have websites and their Facebook. But I highly encourage, you know, look at your local folks. They are the heartbeat of our community, literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's what keeps our economy thriving. And they do serve our nonprofits. They are the folks that do Little League uniforms. They are the folks that sponsor. And our nonprofits are our soul, as
absolutely.
I like to say.
Absolutely.
And so I do encourage, if, you know, maybe you just haven't been out and about lately, but please consider shopping local. the sales tax goes back into our projects for our cities and our county, even our state. So it's just really important to think outside the box a little bit. I have friends from Georgia. They came down and spent a weekend, and I'm pretty sure there was a uptick in our economy.
Okay.
While they were here, and they're
while
like
they were here,
they while they were here, yeah. So they were, you know, they live an hour and a half from Atlanta, but they choose to come down here to shop because there's unique things, there's fun things, and you know, I have to say I made my contributions as well while they were here. Lots of fun.
Okay. I see on your Facebook page that you recently had 10th graders from Fairhope High School and Spanish Fort going around and exploring careers as well.
Yes. We have two programs under our foundation umbrella.
Okay.
And Christina Helmick is our director of workforce. And so she does such a great job with our programs. We have youth leadership.
Okay.
It's structured similar to Leadership Baldwin. They have a one day a month, and it's Law and Government Day. It's the environment, agriculture, and they learn about our community, and they come from all of our area high schools, private, public, and homeschool, and they have to apply, and they have an interview. And so these are leaders in our community, young leaders in our community, that we want to come back. We want them to understand more about our community, and love that program. It's been going on for many years. My daughter went through youth leadership and learned a lot, and now she's a mom with two kids. So youth leadership is a program we've had for many, many years. And then student training exploration program, which you just referred to. We are referred 15 kids from going into the ninth grade from the three public high schools on the Eastern Shore. And they have a risk of dropping out of high school.
Sure.
And so we go through a four-year program with them. They do everything from a ropes course and leadership building out at Beckwith.
That's great for teaching confidence and teamwork.
Absolutely. And they do, and we have an equine therapy day. They find out about how all that works.
Okay.
And
well, then, I'll bet Lori would love to hear about your equine therapy day because she loves her horses.
So. Oh, it's so cool. And these kids are so amazing. Truly amazing, but they don't realize all the things that they can do. Whether you go to, you don't have to go to college to be highly successful.
No,
and so Daphne Utilities, the Daphne Police Department, they spend time with both of those entities. Daphne Utilities is our presenting sponsor, and they literally do like a job fair, like all the different jobs there are at Daphne Utilities. They give them hands-on things. They demonstrate. They have lunch. It's just an amazing community that comes together to show these kids the different avenues that they have. And we've graduated approximately 300 kids from this program who graduate from high school, and they go to the Coastal Alabama Community College and look at their animation program, and the light in their eyes when they see all the different opportunities, the Grand Hotel, really expose them to you know, things like turf management. I mean, who knew?
Yeah,
and a young man actually spent the summer working at Lakewood when he realized, you know, I can be outside, I can learn to grow really good, you know, turf, and that's a great opportunity.
Well, look at former Fairhope Mayor Tim Cant, who was a plant specialist, the not herbologist. I can't think of the word for it.
Yes, I know what you're trying to say.
But I want to say herpetologist, but it wasn't reptiles. That's the name that's in my head. But he was a plant guy. And became the mayor for 16 years. I mean, you know, one thing can lead to another. So find something you love, find something you can do, and enjoy. When I was a kid, we had a program similar to that called the Explorers Club, which is an offshoot from the Boy Scouts Club.
Right.
And they did a program called Birmingham After Dark. And we would take a night and we went to the sheriff's department. We went to WAPI News. Uh-huh. We went to the morgue. We went to all the cities, all the places that are open at night that keep the city functioning during the day. And it was a really neat thing to see because it opened up, you know, people's eyes to a lot of jobs that are out there and available that you don't see. And so I think that's neat that y'all are doing this career-wise to help, you know, show kids opportunities.
Absolutely. And, you know, they learn so much, but they also are making connections with each other throughout mm-hmm. the Eastern Shore. Both of those programs have kids from across the Eastern Shore, and you see different friendships and different connections. Youth Leadership has a project. Part of their application is to do an essay about a problem that they see in our community.
Okay.
So they're then grouped by, you know, the similarity to the problem. They have small groups, and they do a presentation at graduation about, you know, ways to potentially solve that problem. The Fairhope Junior City Council mm-hmm. Came out of that. Several other things that are still in place today came out of those projects by our leaders in our youth community.
Okay. And how do you get kids signed up for that?
Youth Leadership is applications. I believe they come out in the spring. That's okay. Also, we do, of course, we're in very close connection with the high school. So okay. They typically get the word out for us, and we also put it out on Facebook and in, you know, our other publications.
Okay,
and,
for homeschoolers or for the moms that want to get their kids involved. Okay.
Right, when they have an association, we let them know. And then the STEPS program is a referral process from the three public high schools. So I am super, super community behind our kids, and we want to give them every advantage to be successful. And sometimes it's just having some knowledge about what's out there.
Oh, sure. So many times it's just, I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So let folks know. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to go up? We talked about you've got your
calendar.
You've got your calendar up. And let's see. The morning marketing meeting is coming up.
On the 16th.
And you've got the elected officials luncheon coming up on the 30th.
That's right. And Business After Hours mm-hmm. coming up on the 2nd.
And then look on the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce page for the elf.
Yes.
He's not an elf on the shelf. He's an elf wherever.
He's Eastern Shore elf. Yeah. He's an Eastern Shore elf. And also on our eschamber.com website, we have our chamber calendar, but we also have a community calendar. So if you're wondering, you know, what's going on? What are some things we can do? Mm-hmm. That you may find that on the community calendar. And our tourism page, which we find our locals really loving, is exploreeasternshore.com. Where to eat, where to play, where to stay, where to shop. So if you've got out-of-town company, there are food trails and historical trails and, you know, all kinds of ideas for things to do. And we're very pleased. It's a directory driven. So you can, if you want to find a place to eat in Fairhope, you can filter restaurants by those two things. Or maybe you want to expand your search and go eat somewhere different that you haven't eaten before.
Okay, that's one of the biggest things on social media is what's a good place to eat around
exactly.
here. Exactly. Oh, gosh, we've got a ton of them. Oh. So, yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes, we are so lucky. But Explore Eastern Shore is a great site for everybody, whether you are here or whether you have company or whether, you know, you are a tourist in our area. It really can give you some great information. A lot of those, I didn't know that.
I just didn't know.
So I think that pretty much covers most of the bases this morning, Mark.
Okay. Thank you, Casey. We appreciate you coming in. Appreciate everything that you do. You do so much to promote the Eastern Shore, and it's just wonderful. And I just thank you. You're one of the first friends I made right here on the Eastern
Shore
when I moved here. So.
Well, I am grateful for your friendship, and you know, when you talk about Thanksgiving, and it's a week to really count your blessings. How lucky are we to live on the Eastern Shore in this beautiful place in the world? And I'm just grateful for that, you know, every day, and mm-hmm. for the people that work so hard to make it the best place to be. So, you know, many thanks to all of the folks that support the chamber, and to WABF that also supports us, you know, every month by letting us talk about what's happening. So thank you, and I hope you have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
You too, Casey, and I appreciate everything you do. And I know that you're not perfect, but you know what? You are close enough to perfect for me. Here's Alabama on 1480 WABF.
Sometimes her morning coffee is way too strong.